You're listening to the Sans Pants Network,
home of comedy,
culture, adventures,
and ghosts.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Shut Up A Second. I'm Cass.
I'm Hayden.
And today we are joined by the beautiful, stunning, articulate, pressure, Zoe B!
I don't know words.
Today's topic is the tundra.
Oh, so it's cold.
Yeah.
Sweet, wish, wish, wish.
The tundra is a weird thing to say because tundra is just a kind of landscape you can have.
It's a biome, I think.
It is a biome.
What's a biome?
It's the type of a kind of area.
Oh, cool.
I think a desert is a biome. A rainforest is a biome.
Would that refer to the kinds of things that can live or not live? Because tundras are categorically?
I don't know.
I know, I'm not Zoe. I'm not about to take it. Treeless. Treeless.
Yeah, no trees. That's
no whole, trees in a tundra.
That's the point of a tundra.
That's, oh, so it's the opposite of a forest.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm confidently saying yes. Yeah. The tundra is the opposite of a forest.
Should I hit you up with some tundra facts right off the bat?
Oh, yeah. I would love to learn. I've already learned so much about tundras.
Okay, so tundras, real cold. The reason why they're treeless is that they're pretty much frozen. It's not ice. It's like the dirt is frozen.
Oh.
It's called permafrost. And it's permanently freaking frosty.
Permanently frosty.
And that's why there's no trees and very little bushes. There's some grasses because they don't get very deep in the dirt. And also, do you know this?
No.
The tundra accounts for 20% of land.
Really?
20%.
That's insane.
One of five bits of land is tundra.
Where's the tundra here? That means part of the house is tundra.
Yeah, statistically, a fifth of this house.
Statistically, most of this house is tundra because there's no trees.
But
it's not cold.
It's not permanently frosty, though.
No, it is permanently frosty because
the aircon's broken. And
yeah, no, and because boys control the air conditioning.
Yeah, it is. It's always cold in here.
They got hot boy bodies and we got cold lady bodies.
We do. I am constantly wrapped up in a blanket when I'm here.
I was so sad when I forgot my jumper today.
Aren't women more hot? Aren't they hot?
No.
They're colder.
Colder.
That makes sense because my partner Lou's always, my guy, let's blast the aircon. She's like, no, I'm cold.
You have a high metabolic rate.
Put on a jumper. We're putting the aircon on.
No, it's more.
Stop bitching.
Why is it that women are cold? Men are just hot. Men, no, we're starting this. Women aren't cold all the time.
Yeah,
men are hot all the time.
There's this weird phenomenon. Well, not phenomenon, but the thing about this, you know, because of the patriarchy.
Oh, my God.
Most offices tend to run too cold for women to work at because they've got the aircon set for men.
Like uncomfortably cold.
Yeah, like uncomfortably cold. I used to work in an office and I would have to wear not just like my jumper, but like the coat I wore to like walk to work in. Like I would wear that all day. And everyone's like, you're so cold. I'm like, I don't think this is a me problem.
Yeah.
Do you remember television? And like if you're seeing an office scene, the girls have cardigans? Because we need layers.
Yeah, need the
cardies. We're cold.
No, because you are hot.
Yeah, that's true. You are
hot. What are we going to do? We can't strip off.
You could just wear a shirt.
You don't have to.
Isn't that what happens? I've never worked in an office.
Yeah, and that's the thing is that men always have longer clothes. Like if you're in an office situation, a man is wearing like a long sleeve shirt.
The shirt
and
goes to the wrist and the pants go to the floor.
Where women, you know, one thing that comes with the patriarchy, like are expected to wear skirts and a blouse, which a blouse is inherently very thin.
Yeah.
Very thin.
So what you're saying is women should become hotter.
Well, I'm not saying that would suit their fashion. Think all women are beautiful.
I meant more warm.
Sure.
They should flip. Yeah.
Yeah, I think men should wear shorts more. Booty shorts for men only.
Skimpy boys, I think, is the answer to this.
Yeah,
men wear too many clothes.
I feel like
formal shorts.
I feel like I've seen formal shorts pop up. They're coming in. That's exciting.
That's very good.
Can wear shorts with a jacket and a blazer. Not a blazer.
Don't wear a jacket. You probably
wouldn't wear a jacket.
If you're in a situation where you need to wear shorts, the jacket is so much.
If we're trying to counteract that men overheat.
Yeah.
Don't put the. This is how we got into this situation.
Maybe, you know, I don't
booty
know.
Booty shorts and crop tops. That's all I ask.
I reckon a formal romper.
Ooh.
A formal romper. I like a romper.
I love a romper.
I think a romper's fun.
I feel like they were hot. for like 2 years, and now no one's wearing male rompers anymore.
Bring back a boy romper, a bumper.
Is that what they call them? Bumper.
No, they're just rompers. You don't need to gender clothing sack.
Yeah, okay. It is a kind of just a sack with arm holes and leg holes.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
That is good.
And get your tits out to piss.
Yeah. Well, if you got a dick, you can just go through the fly. I would assume. Do they have flies?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, but it starts at the top though.
Oh, I see.
Unless you've got a completely button-up one and you just undo the lower buttons. But that seems insane.
You could have the zip on the back and have a fly on the front.
No, that seems like an insane
option. What do you mean
option?
A zip on the back?
You know, like
what,
when you
what
wear,
else
like,
could I mean? A zip on the back, yeah.
So that's how you get in and out, but there's one at the front to just get your dick in.
Yeah, a little dick hole.
That's the
Or
worst.
A fly, as it's known. A fly.
Why are they called flies?
I don't know why they're called flies.
You're the facts man.
Maybe. I don't know every fact.
You have to. I know every bit of history.
Yeah, that's your thing, Hayden.
What happened on August 12th, 1853?
Someone died. I can't believe you brought that up.
Yeah.
Who?
It's actually really rude to speak ill of the dead. They weren't a good person.
You can't even utter their name.
No, it would be a sin. Do you want some tundra facts, though?
Yeah, give me some tundra facts.
So,
history, you mean?
Yeah. History of the tundra, because I know every bit of history.
Yeah. Mm.
Well, I've actually gone
when
green.
When was the tundra invented?
About the same time. I'm looking at Greenland specifically, because Greenland has a lot of tundra in it.
Mm. Yeah, I like that you pronounce Greenland differently twice in one sentence.
That's Greenland. Because I got nervous.
Covering all your bases. That way you're at least wrong once.
Yeah.
Even broken idiot wrong twice a Wait. And write nice. Once a sentence. 50% is a pass at some universities.
Yep.
Greenland was an island and no one was living there. Because I was like, oh, who were like the native people of Greenland? Like, how do they live in a tundra? Because like, how do you live in a tundra?
Yeah, no animals or very few animals.
Yeah. And then the first people arrived there in like between 2500 to 2000 BC.
Well, that's a decent, that's a good amount
ago. Oh, it's ages ago, but like.
I guess people have been around for a lot longer than that?
Oh, my God. Yeah, like all this culture, like what? Have they dated it back to 75,000 years old
now?
Yeah,
I don't know. It's hard to tell, 60,000?
Yeah, it's really old, so this is pretty fresh. And then, so they came from Canada.
Well, you said Greenland's an island?
Yeah.
Isn't that, yeah.
What?
Which one's the island?
Greenland.
Which one's Iceland? That's the one that's part of the Europe.
Yeah, that is more green.
Yeah,
and has less ice.
Didn't they switch the names to fool?
It was just you,
someone's? Just to trick you. Me. Yeah. Well, guess what?
They were like, we're gonna upset that boy.
All the people who came to settle on the island kept leaving or getting replaced
Dying. I would imagine.
I think getting replaced is a very, very diplomatic way to say that.
They died.
Well, I was watching a documentary on Greenland's prison system because there's one.
There's one prison. Wasn't there like 30 people in that country?
I thought you meant there's one documentary and you like, I clocked it.
Yeah. No.
There's one prison.
I'm pretty sure there's one prison and it's super weirdly, not weirdly, it's a race thing, filled with Indigenous people and foreigners.
Ah. Yeah.
It's sad.
Yeah, that's not...
But they let people go out and work.
Oh, good for them.
Wait.
So to be slaves?
No, they have jobs.
Oh, okay.
And they get paid.
Yeah.
Like real, like is it like public facing jobs or like are they in handcuffs like, and
no, it's not like a chain
plates?
Gang.
Okay.
That's not a job.
Well,
that's why it's so confusing.
I mean, what jobs are they doing?
Just like working? The one I think was a boat mechanic.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's all right.
Well, what do you go for prison for? Button up boats.
Yeah, that's it. I can't remember. This was easy. I'll watch it again tonight and I'll let you guys know.
Yeah, that's what that guy who made bows went to prison for. Yeah.
So,
I imagine land crimes.
Yeah.
You wouldn't trust them out of sea if otherwise.
And then I think they would send their prisoners to other countries because their prison system is so small.
Just had one building.
I'm pretty sure they just had like one prison. This is a documentary I watched several years ago and I am pulling this so far out of my arse.
Mm.
But to my memory, it's like they just were like, we have to send them to, I think it was Finland because there was a war. Or am I thinking of Iceland?
See, it's confusing.
It's tricky.
I'm going to stop talking because I'm probably wrong.
When you say that they had jobs, so was their prison system essentially just you live at our house and you're grounded.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can go to work, but you can't have any fun.
You can't stay here.
Yeah. That's kind. That's nice.
How would you survive in a tundra?
What I would do is I would walk out, immediately freeze, and lay down face down in the snow and die. I think.
Yeah, sounds good.
Probably what I would do.
Yeah, I just don't even know how you do it.
Well, because you can't even make an igloo because it's not really ice.
No, do you just lick the dirt enough to get some liquid?
It's frozen ground.
What have I got on me?
What you've got on you now?
Ooh, I got a phone. I would call for help.
Do you have a SIM card that's going to work in any of the tundras?
Well, which tundra?
The Australian ones.
Yeah, the Greenland ones.
Surely we don't.
I've got data roaming.
Oh, okay. No, he's got data roaming.
I've got data roaming. Yeah,
good for you.
Thank you. I think everyone has it, but it's, yeah.
Flex.
Is the Antarctic a tundra, do you think? Or is that I think it's a desert, technically.
I think that's a tundra for ants.
Well.
It's cool that you ruined the podcast.
No. All right. No, it's a desert because there's no dirt.
There's dirt under there's ice, and then there's dirt underneath. It's land.
So some of it's frozen dirt, and then the
permafrost. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then there's snow on top of that.
Okay.
Mm.
And that's the tundra, but Antarctica is just ice on top of dirt.
I don't know. So would you guys ever go to Antarctica? I feel like Antarctica is like
which one has the penguins?
Penguins is Antarctica.
Yeah, I'd go see penguins.
I'd go see the penguins.
Yeah.
But like for like a week, I'd go for a week.
I would love to go for like a solid month,
really?
Live in a base. You
I don't
know,
think I could live in a base.
Live in
I
the
smoke
base.
Too much.
Yeah, but you can
go outside.
Outside.
It's not like space.
Yeah, but it's cold out there.
Yeah, but you'd be having
got
a nice. You have a nice warm cigarette to keep you warm.
A nice toasty cigarette.
If I'm allowed to smoke in Antarctica, I'd go for a while.
They haven't banned smoking.
Apparently, because it's so cold in the Antarctic, you burn up so many calories that you have to eat a ridiculous amount of food.
Good.
So people, they have coffee and they melt whole sticks of butter into the coffee.
No, that's bad.
Because they need the energy because it's like your body's working so hard to keep yourself warm. And I think that'd be fun.
All right.
Drinking we can make you buttery coffee whenever, too.
No, I know, but there's consequences to it. But if I drink a buttery coffee in the Antarctic, then it gets burned off just by being.
And I guess if you wanted to get thin.
Yeah.
That's a very unhealthy way to lose weight.
Yeah.
By freezing yourself.
Yeah. Mm. Who are you, George
Timorellis? Did you just miss lockdown?
When did George do that? He froze himself to lose weight?
He just kept hopping in the ocean because he was sad.
Oh. Well.
But that just sounds like lockdown.
No, I'm not talking, it's cold. I'm talking about the coldness.
No, but you just being like, I want to be there for a month.
Yeah. Kind of like lockdown, but you're doing science too. I'm also doing science.
Oh,
that's
you didn't mention that.
Well, I'm mentioning it now.
Why didn't you do science in lockdown?
Why else would you go to Antarctic if you weren't to do science?
Where else would I go?
No, why wouldn't?
Why else would you go?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I thought it was obvious that I'd be doing science.
No, it was not obvious that you were doing science.
Well,
all you talked about was drinking butter.
I've been doing science while I drink butter. I'd be doing science about how much butter one man can drink in one day and what the effects are on his brain.
So you're doing supersize me or like, okay, you're doing butter me up.
I'm doing butter me up. Antarctic edition. So I'd have to do a control where I'd drink a stick of butter 3 times a day, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, see how it goes for a month. Then I'd lose that weight if I gained any. Then I would go to the Antarctic.
You got to make sure your heart's all right, though, as well.
Well, like, that's part of it.
Get back to full peak physical health.
Mm.
Yeah, you
and
do have to get back to normal.
Go to the Antarctic, drink 3 sticks of butter every day, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and see what happens. I reckon it'd be fine. That's my hypothesis.
Well, let's go do some science, baby.
I feel like it's going to be so many months to get your health back to normal.
We'll see. Well, I got time. What else am I doing?
It's going to
take like a year.
That's I got a year. Whatever. If you guys had to keep warm in the Arctic, what would your like go to? So basically the idea is you have
blanket
to
of penguins. Blanket of penguins.
Blanket. An entire blanket of penguins.
Blanket.
Or is it a banquet or a blanket?
It's a blanket. I did just while you were making jokes accidentally say a blanket of penis, so we're
a blanket of penis. Okay.
A blanket of penis.
Interesting.
We're doing very well today.
I mean, like, if you had to eat the most amount of calories possible,
aww,
what would your method be?
How fatty are penguins?
Drink penguin fat. Melt it down.
Yes.
Suck it
penguin.
Up. Blubber. Probably a lot of I was gonna say there's a lot of fat in blubber because it just is fat.
Yeah, I think I would love to just eat like crazy.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
like, it's Antarctic, so I can't do what I'd love to do. But what I do love to do sometimes is you get like an iced coffee.
Yeah.
And they put the whipped cream on it.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. A little bit of ice cream in there too.
A little bit of ice cream. Yeah. And then you like leave it for a little bit. So the ice cream melts and the whipped cream melts. Oh, but there's that thick kind of layer on top.
Oh,
and then
yeah.
you pull your straw all the way to the top and then you just drink that of the whipped cream and ice cream.
Yeah,
I've never it's never lasted that long for me, but I know,
get the disgusting layer of cream and ice cream.
It's the same thing in a different form. Yeah, it's always
I know. I think what I'd do is I'd just fiend deep fried Mars bars.
Oh, they're pretty.
I fucking love deep. I've only had one in my life, and boy, was it good.
You know, you can just get them.
We can just do that.
Well, I can't find them anymore.
The fish and chip shops.
Like literally every fish
you
and
think
chip
that's
shop.
Where, no, you are wrong, okay? Because every time I have to order from a fish and chip shop, I go, do you guys do deep fried Mars bars? And every time they go, no, it ruins the oil because it just like breaks apart or whatever and gets all bits of chocolate in the oil.
What you
so
got
no
on
one
a
does
deep fried
it.
Hot dog.
Deep fried hot dog. Ooh.
With the bun or just the dog?
With the bun.
Just the dog.
I've not had one. I don't know. So it's just the dog. And then the dog goes in the bun?
Yeah.
I'm salivating.
I've had it without the bun.
No, it's just like on a stick.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's like a Dagwood dog or a corn dog.
Yeah. Look, when you said eating in the Antarctic the whole time and you describe what you wanted to do, how nice would it be? You're in the Antarctic, every meal has hot chippies.
You just have
a full on rotation of hot chippies all the time. And you can change the, like, maybe you'll have a sweet hot chippy. Maybe you'll have hot chippy and
like
ice cream.
My life now, I think. I eat a lot of hot chippies.
Have a hot chippy.
I reckon hot chippies would keep me up there. I'd have all my meals that I wanted, and every single one would have hot chippies.
Would you say a sweet hot chippy before?
Yeah, like maybe you put some like cinnamon and sugar on them.
I've never had that or heard of that. Have you made that up? Or can you get dessert chippies? Have you ever had dessert chippies, Zoe?
Well, you dip chippies in ice cream.
You do dip chippies in ice cream. I know. So I could have chocolate.
I know
chocolate
you dip
chippies.
Some, but I'm not saying, have you ever had a meal that the whole
no,
thing
but
was
like
dessert
if someone,
chips?
No, but if someone came up to you and was like, I'm a fucking beast. So
what a way to start a conversation.
What we're having for dinner tonight, or not dinner, like a dessert dinner, is just some hot chippies and I'm just going to put some chocolate sauce on it. I'd be down for that.
Do you have the salt too?
Yeah, of course you have salt on it. It comes with the chippies.
Okay,
the chippies are salted.
It doesn't have to be if you're making it up. So you go hot chippies with salt and then chocolate sauce?
Yeah.
I guess that's okay. Chocolate and salt go together kind of well.
Yeah.
Or you do a salted caramel, no salt on the chips.
Oh.
Double salt though.
Mm. I just said no salt on the chips.
Yeah, but you could double salt. I'm saying
you could.
Do that. It's good.
See, I think when you start going into like the fruit flavors, that's when it's gross. Like if you put a strawberry syrup.
Yeah.
Chips is pretty neutral in flavor. I can
Do you know what we're doing?
What?
We're forgetting about churros.
Ah, the chippy dessert.
But churros are...
They're not potato,
They're not potato. They're...
Yeah, I know. So maybe we need to, for dessert mode, when we get fruit mode, we need to move away and get to a churro.
What?
So all the flavors that work with churros. No, I see. I am picking up what you are putting
Zoe
down,
Zoe gets
Pat.
It.
The fat girl gets it.
The flavors that work with churros also work with chips.
Well, I think that's so a leap. I think it's a leap. I don't know if you don't know that.
I think if you had a chippy and instead of putting salt on it, you put some cinnamon and some sugar on it, delicious.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a churro flavor.
Okay. Have you ever, but does that exist is what I'm asking.
We can make it exist.
All right. Well, let's do it. Let's get some, dessert
get some chips.
Get some chippies unsalted.
Move to the Antarctic.
Oh, yeah. You also have to eat
it
in the Antarctic.
It has to be in the Antarctic.
That's part of the whole experience.
Yeah. It's just like, imagine going about your, this is what I'm imagining, right?
Yeah.
Your whole day, like you're working at the desk doing the science. And
good for you, Hayden.
Mm-hmm.
So proud of you, you're a scientist.
I'm literally salivating. So you've got your little carton of hot chips. You make them about a cup at a time.
Yep.
But it always comes with a heavy cream hot chocolate.
Mm.
So you are constantly like sipping on like a steaming hot. You've got like one of those soup bowls full of just that, you know, like it's cream, it's churning.
Yep.
It's a hot Italian hot chocolate, really thick. And then you've got a little air fryer and you just keep refilling the thing. So like you'd be like, okay, 40
you wouldn't even be
chippies.
Air frying. You wouldn't even be air frying.
No.
You'd be frying because you need those calories.
You need the oil. You want it to be the most unhealthy you can make it.
Oh, see, here's my issue. I'm lazy. So, like, if I've got the vat of hot chocolate, I need to make that, like, once a day. But the...
Cass, we're getting you, like, a deep fryer.
Yeah.
So all right. You have to do it's just on all day.
And then you pick it up.
Have you ever used a deep fryer?
No.
Real easy.
Yeah.
You wax up in the basket, you dunk the basket, you come back later, it's crispy and delicious.
Well, that sounds very easy.
There's not much to it. Yeah. which is why I'm annoyed that people won't make me deep fried Mars bars. I asked the guy once.
We can get some Mars bars. Oof. We can make a batter and we can just make you one.
But where do you, I guess you could deep fry stuff at home.
Yeah. But how do you make a schnitzel?
We don't deep fry schnitzels. Do you deep fry schnitzels? We shallow fry them.
It's the same shit, man. It's just
deep fry has to go all the way in, doesn't it? It has to go deep.
Yeah, you just, instead, one is a pan and one is a pot.
Yeah. But we have to be fully submerged.
Yeah, how do you make fried chicken then?
We don't.
I don't really make. What do you think? We don't live together.
But I know you don't make fried chicken. You don't make fried chicken.
I've made fried cauliflower bites and I had to dunk them in. I had to do some deep frying. Yeah. I've deep fried.
Really?
Don't you paint me with your brush.
It wasn't your partner.
No, I made them. And they were actually pretty oily. But the next batch, we're okay. All right, I'm getting there.
How'd you dispose of the oil?
You just dumped in the backyard.
Yeah, you just dump it in the backyard.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure it'll break down.
It does. It does. You just, you
it's
don't
bad
like
for pull... the ocean because it doesn't mix with water, but because it's like canola it's oil. It comes from
It comes
plants.
From the ground.
I really
you
hope.
Just tip it back in the ground. Yeah, that's gas. That's all we do.
I think
or
that's fine.
Or if you don't have an option to tip it in the ground, what you do...
Just drink it.
Yeah, just
your
drink
body
it.
can get through oil. So you're fine.
What I would do at my share house, because my roommate was weird about it, because I was like, just tip it in the ground. And he was like, no, you got to get rid of it. And I was like, the ground gets rid of it. Mm. So like I have a designated oil spot. Like I scatter it around.
And weirdly, you say you do or you don't have a designated oil spot?
I don't.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, because or else you just have one oily spot.
And nothing would grow and the ground would die.
No, I reckon you grow too much.
It's too powerful. Chicken oil.
Yeah, the soil would be too healthy.
But if you're panicking about it, what you do is you just get an empty ice cream container and just pour it in there and then put the lid on and then put it in the bin and then it's someone else's problem.
That's
all right. See,
I thought you were going to say, because you can get go to oil recyclers and stuff. Or like
recyclers?
Yeah, I think they clean the oil and put it back.
Also, you can just sieve your oil and reuse it.
Yeah, oil's good. Oil's good for a while.
Oil keeps forever.
Mm,
did
oil.
You guys not just grow up with a pan of oil living in your oven?
Nope.
No.
Did you guys, were you a family that stored your extra pans in your oven?
No.
No.
Well, you guys, you're missing out.
I hate to brag, but we had... a shelf.
The shelf was under the oven.
Mm. Woo, fancy.
Actually, that was for the trays, the pots. God, the pots.
It's actually in
heavy.
A drawer. It's in a drawer, actually.
Yeah.
We have filled up a drawer, a cupboard, and we still have to put stuff in the oven.
Damn.
How will it be? That means you will never be able to cook with all of them at once.
What? When would you ever need to do that? What are you talking about?
Why would
about?
You need so many pots?
Why would you need to cook with every pot at once? I can't name one.
Because surely at that point you're doubling up on pots, right?
No.
What do you mean you're not doubling up?
Well, I mean you're doubling up on certain things. Like how many, like we own like four fry pans.
Yeah, but different sizes.
Different sizes, different.
Or if you have two small ones, the small ones are good. I use a small one all the time.
Do you
breakfast for one? Ooh. Get two actually, eggs and a sausage in there.
Yeah.
Maybe a hash
true.
Brown if you cram them in.
And then sometimes you've got some Teflon ones and then you've got some cast iron ones, some skillety ones.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We've got a paella dish. Yeah. We've got like four different types of pasta cookers.
A tagine.
We do have a
tagine.
You've
got a tagine.
I don't have a tagine, but I know it exists and I thought we were just naming pans.
Do tagines have a hole in the top?
No, they
That's
look like
the
they
other
do,
one.
But they don't.
I know you're talking about. I can't remember the called.
Anyway, so we have lots of stuff. And so one of the things that we would always do is there is a dedicated fry pan that we just tip all the excess oil in.
And then what do you do with it?
And it lives in the oven. And then the next time we need oil, we just use that frying pan.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
So we just reuse it forever and ever. And see, my roommates didn't want to live like that. So they were like, you got to get rid of the oil. And
surely
like,
it goes bad at some point. But I guess you're cooking
it. No,
but you're cooking it and then you're reusing it and and topping it up. So it's not like the same stagnant oil for the rest of your life. You like use it a little bit, evaporates, you pour a little bit more in.
Oh, it's like the eternal stew.
Yeah, pretty much. And all you have to do is sieve it every now and then to make sure that all the bits are out of it. That's the thing.
The bits go bad.
The bits go bad.
Is it like honey or Vegemite?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
so the bits go bad. So if you sieve it, you're fine.
Shit.
It depends on how you feel about when you fry chicken, but, you know, you can keep it forever. Some people, my mum's not a big keep the oil, you fry the chicken in person. She's like, what if the salmonella lives there? And I was like, it got so hot.
Yeah, it got killed.
Yeah, you're fine.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like you needed a dedicated Mars bar frying oil pot.
Well, I guess I just got a deep pot. Maybe I'll just do it.
Yeah. This is a gift you can give yourself.
Shit. This is not a good realization for me. Oh, boy. Well, the thing is, the good thing is I live with my partner, and I think the shame might be enough of a deterrent.
She won't let you do it frequently.
If I deep fry and eat a Mars bar.
If you do it as a bit. Like an event.
Isn't this funny? Like, I invite people over, guys. I'm going to freaking deep fry Mars bar.
If you did a deep fried Mars bar night, I would be over in a flash.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Like, if you did that as like a thing where we were like, we're having deep fried Mars bars. I'm like, I am on my way over, Hayden. I'm so fucking
excited.
Maybe
we should just get to have a deep fry night and just bring whatever you want deep fried. Because you know how
I do a really good fried chicken.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll do that. And I was reading a book. Scotland, they deep fry pizza over there.
Oh my God, that'd be good.
It was an Anthony Bourdain book. Then he ate a deep fried pickled egg and he said it was fine. So that'd be fun to find out.
I'll tell you what, when I think I was in the UK.
Yeah.
There was a deep fried chocky stand. So they just had all these chocolates and you could pick. Ooh. Deep fried Rolos.
Ooh.
Oh shit.
Really fucking
good. Do some deep fried cheese.
Yeah. Mm. Oh my
just like,
God.
Some saganake right in there. Mm.
Yeah. Cass came over to my house the other day and bought an entire wheel of blue cheese.
It was 2 kilos.
Like the size of a dinner plate and thick wheel
good.
Of cheese.
That's the right amount of cheese.
It is.
So we went through 2 slices there because my mum was over. So I gave her 2 slices to take home. I still got more than half of a wheel of cheese, which, by the way, you bought it from one of those the stores that like sell near expired food for really
cheese
cheap.
Cheese doesn't go off like that.
Well, yeah, but it's nearing expiring. So now I've got a half a wheel of blue cheese that I don't know what to do
with. You've got to fucking power through.
Yeah.
Cheese is better when it's about to go off. Like
what?
Like the best before date. Like if you eat cheese around then, that's when it gets the nicest.
Maybe. I guess it depends what kind of. I guess it ages.
It's
when it
has the least amount of lactose.
Yeah. Mm. And then it starts going back up again.
Yeah.
As soon as that date hits, oh boy. Make you sick. So maybe we'll deep fry some blue cheese.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Or, no, this is what we'll do. You come over, we do deep fried chicken, which is a weird way to say it. And then we make some blue cheese sauce. Some ranch? Is that blue cheese? No, that's different. But we'll make some blue cheese sauce.
I think blue cheese sauce is yuck.
What
if we
like
just melted blue cheese and you dipped your chicken
basically
in
it?
What do they put in blue cheese sauce when it's not just blue cheese? Because it tastes rank.
I think it's probably a mayo thing, maybe.
Yeah, probably some kind of sauce to thicken it up to stop it from congealing back up again.
Yeah, oh, that's disgusting.
Becoming a wheel of cheese, but in a bottle.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to water it down a little bit. We'll look it up.
We'll figure it out.
It probably is just mayo that's blue cheese flavored.
Oh, that is. See, maybe my body can sense that's what's happening.
Although I had a blue cheese sauce, I had the flakes of the mold. So I think that must have been.
Oh, no,
used.
That was just off.
You know, that could be true. What are you deep frying, Cass?
What are you bringing to our deep fried party?
I reckon if I could freeze, one of my favorite treats is freezing any caramel field block chocolate, like freezing a Rolo or freezing a Cadbury Caramello block. Because when you freeze them and you take them out of the freezer, they're like hard and chewy. If you freeze them to rock solid, they're a bit cooked. So I freeze them to rock solid and then I deep fry them. So like the outside is cool, like hot, and then the inside is like a chewy and chilly. Or I'm deep frying ice cream. I've never had deep fried cookies and cream ice cream before.
Oh, yeah. Well, neither have I. I feel like I've had deep fried ice cream like once in my life anyway.
I'm not a huge fan of deep fried ice cream.
We'll make
so you batter. How do you batter it and then you basically the batter gets crispy?
Yeah, that's inherently the deep fried anything. Like the deep fried Mars bar and stuff like that only works because the batter is frying. If you just put a Mars bar straight in the. It'll just melt.
Yeah, you could put it in the microwave really for the same result and less messy.
But then you wouldn't get all the nice batter. And then how are you going to stay fat in the.
In the Antarctic.
Yeah, what about your tundra conundrum?
Your tundra tummy.
Mm.
Why, what do you deep fried?
I mean, I'm a purist. Some chicken's good.
Mm-hmm.
Don't mind a deep fried pickle.
I've never had a deep fried pickle.
I've never heard of that.
Deep fried pickle's pretty good.
Fuck yeah. Like the whole pickle or like a stick?
A half a pickle. Like it's like the big boys, big chunky ones. And you're like in half.
In a heart. Yes. All right. Okay.
And then they'll be deep fried. They're pretty good because they're like super salty. And then that sweet hit of the pickle.
Yeah.
Delicious.
Do you salt it on top of that?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Not a fucking animal.
Can I throw some things out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Curly Whirly.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think that'll be fun texture wise.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be.
You're really stuck on chocolate caramel deep fried.
Okay, I'll move along. Party pies.
Okay.
Dip them in sauce.
Cheese. I don't know if you're getting much more benefit from a party pie that's deep fried because it already has the whole crispy on the outside, soft, hot, gooey in the middle.
But it's not crispy on the outside.
Well, it is because it
could be crispier.
I guess so, but I feel like you're not. You can think bigger, Cass.
All right, okay.
The properties remain the same of a
McDonald's cheeseburger.
Oh, great answer.
Yeah.
Well done.
Yep.
Yeah, you can't get much better than that.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I'm getting really hungry.
Yeah, so am I. I'm just like, oh, God.
What if you got HSP, but instead of being chippies, it was just batter?
No,
I reckon. Okay, what if you got
you were way too early with your gasp as well. HSP, that's just batter.
Yeah, I was way too early. That's wrong. But what if you got like rice paper or something? You know those.
Rice paper?
Let me finish. Okay. You get rice paper and you wrap all the ingredients of a HSP in a little ball, right?
Mm. Okay.
And then you batter that and deep fry that.
You get a little mouthful of HSP every time.
Mm.
Yeah.
So it's like a spring roll.
HSP balls.
Yeah.
Is it deep fried spring roll rice paper though? Or is it it's like a pastry thing, isn't it?
It's a pastry thing.
Mm. What would you put in a spring roll? Besides that.
Obviously a cheeseburger.
Yeah, cheeseburger is a good one, yeah. That already exists, though.
I would.
Hey, you know, one time.
I try to fill it with lettuce.
I used to be a guy that. I used to be a guy who would deliver deep fried bits to people as a job.
Oh, so okay.
One time,
food delivery man.
I gave some arancini balls to Kathy Freeman.
Whoa!
Yeah. And arancini balls are the classiest of food?
Yeah.
That's pretty good. She deserves
and I'm going
it.
To a. I'm like, man, this one looks a lot like Kathy Freeman. And then someone's, I'm like, it can't be Kathy Freeman. Why would Kathy Freeman be here eating arancini? And then someone's like, did you see Kathy Freeman's here? I'm like, oh my God, it was Kathy Freeman.
Yeah.
Mm. Have you ever served arancini balls to someone famous? What's the most famous person you've served arancini balls to?
I bet I win.
yeah, I think you do, mate.
I don't think I can top arancini balls to Kathy Freeman.
Mm. Have you had any celebrity encounters, though?
I went to the movies with Alan Bro once.
Wait, who?
From Spicks and Specs, Alan Bro.
I have no idea who that is.
I don't think I've ever encountered a celebrity.
You've never encountered a celebrity?
No.
We're friends with a couple of celebrities, which is the weirdest thing to say. Like, that you were just like, I've never encountered one.
Yeah.
How big? Because I'm friends with them, I'm like, well.
Can't be that famous.
Yeah, that's the argument.
What about, one of my old dance teachers, I think won a defamation case recently.
Nice.
Why does that make them a celebrity?
I don't know. They got followers on Twitter. Anyway, is that the most famous? Oh no, you've met through the phone Hamish and Andy.
Oh yeah,
that's
Hamish
like a celebrity.
I talked to a bunch of people because I worked in radio and interviewed a bunch of people. But
oh yeah,
not like
I once went to a gig where I saw you, who we didn't know each other that well at the point.
Yeah.
Get pulled up on stage.
Oh, yeah.
And then crowd surf.
That was pretty fun. Everyone sang me happy birthday. Yeah. Happy birthday.
With bloody Mac DeMarco.
Mm, that was fun.
Yeah, every
Maybe
year
that.
On your birthday that pops up because, again, you and Zoe didn't know each other too well at that time. So she
we
posted
knew each other.
Them.
We
yeah,
knew, like, but... we knew of like, each other. We weren't mates. Like, you
I
were...
thought we were friends, but fine.
We were, we were friendly. And
okay,
I think,
yeah,
I, think
fair.
I was.
Fair enough, fair enough.
I was your mate's older sister and you were
yeah,
my
true.
Mate's younger brother.
Yeah, I guess that is how it was.
Yeah.
Hmm. And now we're proper friends. Okay.
This is awkward.
Well, on that note, I've been Hayden.
I've been Cass.
And I've been Zoe B.
Hey, Zoe, where can people find you? Besides, shut up a second.
All my handles are at Zoe Sans Pants. And if you want to hear the sweet docile turns of the original Tridge.
The original trilogy. Yeah. Not trilogy.
The original.
It's a trilogy because you all say your names one at a time.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Yeah.
You can hear Shut Up a Second Classic.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Available on Sans Pants Plus.
Yeah, if you listen to these new episodes, going like, God, these guys suck. Why don't they go to the old ways? Yeah. Guess what? They're there.
The old ways are there.
It is behind
there,
a paywall, so pay up.
And we're giving you classics like Bolf.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Bolf.
If you want a sample,
we gave you a little
classic.
Fucking taste.
Yeah, I think there's a free
little
taste
little,
in the RSS feed.
We gave you a little bit hooked and you come back and we're fucking asking for a bit of cash now.
There we go.
Yeah, that's me. Thank you for having me on your show, guys, that I've been doing for several years.
Hey, thanks for stopping by.